Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Here are three quick bites to start your day. Veto fears are rising. The White House and Hill Republicans say they think President Trump will sign the spending package that the House will pass today to avert a partial government shutdown. But there is a palpable fear lingering around the Capitol that Trump will want to distract from the Brett Kavanaugh hearing and will do so by vetoing the bill, plunging the nation into crisis 41 days before Election Day. A few White House sources say the fear is unfounded, but a lot of people are on edge at the moment, and that fear won't lift until Trump's signature is on the bill.
And there's a lot of talk about a weekend vote. The Senate Republican leadership is making it known that they might move to begin confirmation votes for Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court as early as Saturday, according to our sources. The hearing with Dr. Christine Blasey Ford is tomorrow, and they have noticed a committee vote for Friday. Speed is a major plus in getting this nomination through. And in case you've forgotten, on the other side of the dome, a speaker race is raging. There will be a Freedom Watch-sponsored rally from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, aimed at boosting Ohio Representative Jim Jordan for House Speaker. His buddy, Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina, the Freedom Caucus chairman, will be there, as will Senator Rand Paul. The big question: will Jim Jordan address if there's a deal to be cut to get him to step aside if Kevin McCarthy is close to gaining the support for Speaker? Our guess, probably not.
First in Playbook, Senator Patty Murray told colleagues Tuesday she would cut a $1 million check from her campaign account to the DSCC. We've got some more Politico news. John Harris and Carrie Budoff Brown are emailing the staff today to announce that Politico is launching a Sacramento, California team to cover the intersection of politics, policy, and regulation in the nation's largest state. They write Politico will be hiring reporters and editors in the coming months to bring our editorial footprint in California to a dozen.
Here's the latest on Brett Kavanaugh. John Bresnahan, Burgess Everett, and Eliana Johnson are reporting on how the president is staying away from the Kavanaugh fight. Here's where things stand according to Burgess's whip count. He tweeted last night, "Tester, Jones, and Nelson viewed as firm no votes. Heitkamp now more likely to vote no with Kramer comments. Manchin open to Kavanaugh and Donnelly a wild card. Donnelly said at a caucus today, many in Indiana still support Kavanaugh." And Fox's Chad Pergram breaks down how it's going to work. He tweeted that the format will be statements from Grassley and Feinstein. Ford will give an opening statement with no time limit. Then a 5-minute round of questions. Then a statement by Kavanaugh with no time limits. Then a 5-minute round of questioning.
The question we've all been wondering has been answered. Rachel Mitchell, an Arizona prosecutor, is the Republican choice to question Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. Marianne Levine and Andrew Ristuccia report on the dueling images of Kavanaugh, with some describing him as a frat boy, others as a choir boy. On the Rosenstein front, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Trump is considering keeping Rod Rosenstein as deputy attorney general until after the midterms.
Meanwhile, Kyle Cheney reports that House Republicans are preparing to subpoena former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe's memos related to the reports that Rosenstein last year secretly sought to record Trump. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that FEMA Chief Brock Long's unauthorized travel cost the government $151,000, according to an Inspector General report. And this is interesting. The NRCC just disclosed spending more than $31,000 on a digital ad buy on behalf of Virginia Representative Scott Taylor, who represents a deep red district but has had some legal woes.
Trump is in New York today, participating in a bilateral meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the United Nations. He'll also participate in a UN Security Council briefing on counterproliferation. Trump will then head to the New York Palace Hotel, where he'll participate in bilateral meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and UK Prime Minister Theresa May. At 5 p.m., the president will hold a press conference. Trump will then participate in a dinner with supporters. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.